Val Devine is on with me now from the Rialto Square Theater. She is the Chief Executive Officer. Good morning, Val.
Good morning.
Well, you know, you started out a couple weeks ago doing these quarantine concerts on Friday. So why don't we begin there? Because now you've upped your game a little bit, I think a lot. So why don't we begin with there, the organ coming up, rising out of the stage, and you had these great concerts that were streamed, also live streamed on Facebook. How have they been going?
You know, we've had an incredible response. Like everybody in our new normal world, whatever that means, we're learning as we go. You know, our first Facebook attempt, we were too far back, and then we moved closer, then we switched to YouTube. So we are fine-tuning our skills, but we have we've had a tremendous response. We have people from as far away as England actually watching the concert. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
That we've been able to have such a far reach. And, of course, a lot of that is due to JADO, which is the Joliet Area Theater Organ Enthusiasts, because they have a dedicated following of their own. So they've been also assisting with streaming on their end. So it's been really pretty exciting to be able to have the concerts every Friday.
Absolutely. And that is, I would think it would be a feather in my cap, too, if I had England tuning into me. So let me ask you this. How can we watch then on Friday? You've had to fine tune. So where can we go then on Fridays at noon?
Well, I think Rebecca, our marketing manager, will touch base with everyone because, like I said, we switched to YouTube, I believe it was on Friday, and to see how that worked. So she's, you know, still working on it. We're fortunate that her dad is kind of in the industry, so he's been helping her again for us to fine-tune these things. You know, we're used to people having people come to the theater and sit down and watch.
Yeah.
We're not really all that well-versed in reaching out, but thank goodness she's a millennial, so she is making up for many of the skills that I do not have to even begin to do this. I'm lucky I can FaceTime with the grandkids, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're all in that same boat, too. Let me ask you, so going forward now, you're doing something new this week. Tell us about it.
Well, we are very blessed, and I believe I've said this before, and I meant it no less than I do now, to have some incredible support in our community, and one of which is Bella Cucina, and she has been providing the food for our Sweet Life for a very long time, and she's been a friend of the theater long before I arrived, and she reached out and said, you know, I've been doing these dinners, and I was thinking, what if we paired it with a concert? You know, kind of like what people used to do, go out to dinner and then go to a show with a little bit of a different twist, and so we said, well, that's great. Fabulous idea. Then I gave Mike Trisna over at Chicago Street, again, another incredible friend and supporter of the theater, a call, since he seems to be tapped into all the local musicians, and said, hey, what do you think? Got anybody who you might recommend? And of course, you know, he just flips through the phone, and before I know it, I've got the concert, I've got the food, I've got staff to work it. So it's all go, and I'm really quite excited about it.
Okay, so it's this Friday?
It is the Thursday, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm getting all my concerts mixed up.
Okay.
So it is the 21st, so it's a week from today.
Uh-huh.
You have until the 19th to place your order for your food at Bella Cucina, and I think the pickup is from 4 to 6, so you swing by her place, pick up the food, get home just in time to log in and watch the concert, which will begin at 6:30.
I think that's a great idea. Good job.
Yeah, I know. Who knew, right?
I know. Such, you know, and that's what I've been saying all along. I mean, being creative, trying to find new ways to bring joy and normalcy to our lives. So dinner and a show, what's more American than that except for baseball?
And I hear that they're working on that.
So yes.
Fingers crossed. We're going to come out the other end of this coronavirus, and we're going to be better people, and certainly we will be more cognizant of those around us and what they do to make our lives what they are.
But, you know, because the future is so uncertain and we don't know when we can gather in large groups, in many ways, you are just as busy now because you're having to prepare different scenarios and different plans as we go forward, because the moment that we can start to open up, it's not like you can flip a switch and say, okay, all our dates are booked now. You can't really do that. You got to kind of sort of pencil in concerts.
We are right now, with the rollout plan being based on metrics of the virus versus on this date we do this and on this date we do that, it has been a little trickier for us. I'm working with brides and weddings to try to help them figure out what they're going to do, because of course those are events that are always more than 50 people. Plus they have folks that are traveling. Tours are trying to figure out what that's going to look like in terms of social distancing. You know, some of these tours come with 3 buses worth of people and 2 trucks worth of things. And, you know, that's not 5 people. That's quite a few people. So, you know, as an industry, we are trying to plan ahead for when that day comes, because it will be here sooner than later, and figure out what we need to do so that everyone who comes can be safe, not only our patrons, but the folks that are working. When you have tours that are going from city to city to city and operating under different guidelines, we want to make sure that when they come to the Rialto, that they know that we care about whatever social distancing or whatever we need to do to make their stay with us a memorable and safe one.
Very good. Belle Devine from the Rialto Square Theater. So where do I sign up? Just go to the rialtosquaretheater.com for a dinner and a concert.
Actually, you're going to go to Bella Cucina Catering at yahoo.com to place your order for your dinner, because you don't want to have a concert and a dinner without the dinner. And you will be getting a Bella stuffed chicken, Asiago bowtie pasta, Bella lettuce salad, roll and butter, and of course dessert. So you'll get that first, and then you'll just hunker down at home and bada bing, bada boom, as they say, you'll watch the concert.
Sounds good, Val. All right. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. Be safe.
All right. Thank you. You as well. Bye.
Bye now. Val Devine from the Rialto Square Theater.
That sounds like fun.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm totally in. That's a Friday night that I can roll with right now.
Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah,
right?
You got it.
All right. Monica has a look at...